helping your baby sleep. In the very early weeks and months of an infant's life, your baby will need to wake and feed often during the night. Most infants need to eat once every couple of hours or so at first. However, by about 3 months of age, many babies can sleep for longer stretches at night. And by about 6 months, many babies can sleep through the night. This is such a help to a tired parent. Sleep deprivation is one of the hardships of parenting, and it's a serious one over time. When you're sleep deprived, you don't think as quickly. Your reaction times slow down. It's harder to make decisions, and your feelings are much quicker to surface. Some families help the mother get a good night's sleep once in a while by having someone else, the father or another relative, take over the night feedings. This can help a mother's mood and patience greatly. To do this, you'll need to get your baby used to taking a bottle if he's nursing, and you may need earplugs for the mother. For her, the baby's cry will be hard to sleep through. Some babies sleep better when they sleep right next to their mom or dad. The need for closeness and skin-to-skin contact can be great in the early weeks when the world is new. Now, some physicians advise against co-sleeping with a baby for fear that, in the middle of a deep sleep, the parent might roll over onto the infant. And this does very occasionally happen. But there are little beds you can attach to a grown-up's bed that make it both safe and comfortable to have your infant nearby, either in his own little crib or attached to your bed. This makes waking in the night for a feeding less of a production, and it helps some babies to feel safe enough to sleep longer. You'll soon know whether you have a baby who sleeps well or one who is very sensitive to noise, to being separated from you, and to other conditions around him. If your baby seems to have colic or cries easily when you're paying attention to him, he's probably in the more sensitive category. Babies like this can sometimes use some help to sleep through the night. But before you try the ideas we'll outline here, you'll want to make sure that your baby is eating well, has gained the expected amount of weight, and is growing normally for his age. Your pediatrician will let you know whether he's meeting the expected growth milestones. Babies who are sensitive, cry a lot, and don't sleep long are often babies who carry feelings of fear that interfere with their perception that they're safe. Their fears wake them. Their fears make them cry often. Their fears make it impossible for them to fall asleep by themselves. They have to be held, or they have to be nursing, or they have to be walked or driven in the car. And their fears may make it hard for them to catch and hold your gaze for long when they're awake. Some babies have fears that make it hard for them to enjoy touching and being touched. They act like they don't really want anyone to be close to them for very long. Or they might react strongly to having their clothes changed or their diapers changed, no matter how gently you do it. You can help your baby to offload the fear that might be keeping him from sleeping and from being a happier camper during the day as well. Stay listening is your tool. Instead of holding your baby to go to sleep or walking him or driving him as he demands, put him down in a crib or in a bed next to you. Offer him eye contact, get close, and tell him it's time to sleep. Give him physical contact, an arm around him, a hand touching the back of his head, or your hand holding his little hand. Look softly and warmly at him. And make sure he's nursed or had his bottle so you know he's not hungry at the moment. He will probably begin to cry because this is not his preferred way to be put down to sleep. Tell him he's safe. You're right there. And listen. He's letting go of the feelings that make him too tense to relax. Crying, when there's nothing really wrong and a child isn't alone, can be a response to all the hard things about being a baby. It can be a response to having had a difficult birth, to having been exposed to more noise or more bustle or more change than his little system could process. You don't have to know what the stressor was. All you need to do is to listen to him, to reassure him, and to love him while he cries these troubles away. He'll fall asleep when he's finished his work. His mind knows when he's done. If your baby has an ongoing issue with sleeping, Paying attention while he cries before he goes to sleep is a good way to help him resolve the issue. Over time, your baby cries away the feelings that he has stored, and eventually he'll go to sleep well, and he'll sleep long. How long this clearing process takes depends on how big the baby's fear or upset is, and there's no way to measure that. But you can be sure that with every cry that you listen to and stay close for, he's taking care of that issue and he's building his sleep confidence. It takes some courage to be your baby's listener. It's a really different way of being good to a young child. But it certainly takes the stress out of parenting when you know that babies cry as a natural part of cleansing their systems of troublesome feelings. Listen to the next podcast to hear one mother's story about helping her baby sleep by listening to her baby cry. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and thanks for all that you do to love your baby well.